This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory.
This week I have a discussion with Coco and Tracy Faber, Allison Ballard, and Peyton Kaler, who are seabird researchers who worked on colonies off the coast of Maine this past summer.
But I do think like one of the other things about these islands that we don't really focus on because we're mostly thinking about the seabirds there is that there are a lot of both migrating birds and then also sort of these vagrants that rely on the islands. Like we get big waves of especially like hatchier flatback gulls that are still, it seems, with at least one of their parents.
Yeah. We often on seal at the end of the season we'll sometimes have, and we're probably undercounting them, 500 to 600 blackbacks on the island.
And they'll stay for probably days or weeks at a time. And So I think for these staging areas for large gulls, and then, you know, obviously we get spring and fall migrants too. And so definitely there are birds who come to the island and they're exhausted and it's not exactly their saving grace to end up there. But there are plenty of birds who use these places and probably survive their migration because they can have this place to rest for a few days.
Now, you guys are out there on the islands when shorebirds start coming through, migrating. Do you get much in the way of shorebirds showing up on these offshore islands?
Mostly on seal. We just have more habitat for it. The island is so much bigger, and there's a lot more places where there's, more hospitable intertidal area for them to hang out. And we have there's spots, we have a spot that we call the shorebird spot because it's a little inlet where oftentimes a lot of seaweed collects and starts to rot there. And then there's lots of insects and invertebrates in there that they can hang out and forage amongst. But we do shorebird surveys towards the end of the season pretty regularly.
So what kind of numbers do you get on one of those counts?
It is pretty dependent. And sometimes you do them and you're like, ugh, we shouldn't have picked a day because there's nothing. But we have days where we probably have 30 to 50 or so of least sandpipers and semi-palmated sandpipers. And then we get sometimes some bigger flocks of short-billed dowitchers and ruddy turnstones. The ruddy turnstone numbers have not been big the past few years, but there are some seasons where you get hundreds of them. And I actually think they stage more on egg rock because on egg rock in the, towards the end of August, I think you can get, when I was there, we had a flock of 400 or so.
We had 300 or 400, maybe even more this season. By the end of the season, we had a lot of right turn stones, and we actually had quite a few that were banded. New Jersey, I think we got a couple from New Jersey at least. When I say we, I really mean Hannah. she was our really good birder, but. Yeah.
That's good to know. I've seen them out at Patipinan Island, but they didn't number hundreds.
It's like the egg rock is the spot for really them grouping up like that. Because, even when we have higher numbers on seal, it's never that high.
Yeah, we only, I think, would have groups of 50 to 80 at most.
And then we get some other sort of smaller numbers of passing black-bellied plovers, and every year now I get at least one golden plover and you're waiting for it. And then we get a lot of semi-palmated plovers. They're usually at the later end of that migration window.
Some wimbrel.
There was one year we had a flock of 20 flying around. That was really, really cool.
They love Halifax Island. Wimbrels. I do a lot of work on Halifax, and there's some bogs on that island they frequent.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Muddlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.